Thank you. Tell those pigs to fuck off.
Fuck off, pigs.
Did you hear what I said? Fuck off.
Oh, Season. What with the litigation, the notoriety, his subsequent deportation to Canada, and that country's refusal to accept him, well, I guess that's more than most 21-year-olds could handle.
Who killed him?
Ogie Oglethorpe!
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
What the Rock is cooking.
It happened just last week right here on the Superstation. And fans, as you know, Dusty was taken to the hospital. David Crockett went with him, and we were all concerned about his career. Well, Dusty Rhodes is not a man to stand idly by, and like Jim Ross said, top of the program, you're going to hear some comments from Dusty Rhodes, and certainly exemplifies the meaning of Starrcade, True Grit. Right now, let's hear from Dusty Rhodes.
This is Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. I've been doing a lot of thinking here the past few days. There's something more involved here than winning and losing. Maybe even more than a career. Maybe even more than a legendary athlete, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. I've been battered, I've been beat, I've been scraped, and I've been cut, brother. I've been cut like a knife in my heart by many, many things. But always, I got on my two haunches and rised up because I am the American Dream and conquered all and came back from all. But this is just a little bit too heavy, Road Warriors. You should have made it a point to get both of them, Daddy. Don't just get one. Don't take one limb. Don't take one heart. Don't take one ear. And don't take one eye. Because I'm breathing. That's the scary part for you. I'm breathing. That's the main thing for you. I'm breathing. You got to live with me breathing, baby. When I get up in the morning now and look out of one eye at my children, I think of you. You got a world title at Starrcade. We gonna take that. But I'm gonna take just a little bit and a whole lot from you, Road Warriors. And between now and then, if Sting has to carry me on his back down that aisle, if he has to drag me in a wagon, I'm breathing. You understand what I'm saying? You should have got it done. It's violence for the sake of violence. And now I will turn it around to my violence, my lightning bolt, my fire, my thunder. An eye for an eye.
Sky, the kind you make your wishes on. With us this week, we have a fine gentleman. Do you like to smell my flower? We have a fine gentleman, Mr. Mad Dog Vachon, one of the greatest wrestlers ever in the history of professional wrestling. You know, you and I share so much in common. We have so much in common, you and I. We both have been the top of our field. We're both tremendous athletes. We're both suave, we're both debonair, we're both handsome, we're fine gentlemen. I really have a lot of admiration for you.
Who is this telephone pole behind us here? It looks more like a totem pole.
Mr. Vachon.
You know, some people, Rowdy, they have when they break a bone, some people are inclined to never yield up.
Well, that's what's happened to Ace.
How would you feel if you had a broken bone in your body somewhere that maybe like that would never yield up, maybe like your neck?
No, I wouldn't like that. Just a second, you're okay. You've been around a long time. You should be able to tell. Tell me, who in 1986 is going to be the world's heavyweight champion? Now, take your time. Now, wait 1 second. I want you to tell me who.
Well, Roddy Piper.
Yes.
I know that you're a very good wrestler, and there's no doubt that you think you're the best also.
Oh, yes, sir.
Everybody like to blow their own trumpets, right? but I would take that the tag at. Right now, I don't think nobody can touch Hulk Hogan.
Is there anything you like about me?
Whether you like it or not, I predict that in 1986, Hulk Hogan will still be the world heavyweight wrestling champion.
Take it far, farther out from me. you trying to prove? That deep down, everyone's as ugly as you. You're alone.
You can't rely on anyone these days. You gotta do everything yourself.
Don't we?
That's okay. We came prepared. It's a funny world we live in. Speaking of which, you know how I got these scars?
No. But I know how you got these.
You just couldn't let me go, could you?
This is what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. You truly are incorruptible, aren't you? Huh? You won't kill me out of some misplaced sense of self-righteousness. And I won't kill you because you're just too much fun. I think you and I are destined to do this forever.
You'll be in a padded cell forever.
Maybe we could share one. You know, they'll be doubling up the rate this city's inhabitants are losing their minds.
This city just showed you that it's full of people ready to believe in good.
Until their spirit breaks completely. Until they get a good look at the real Harvey Dent. Huh? And all the heroic things he's done. You didn't think I'd risk losing the battle for Gotham's soul in a fistfight with you. Oh, you need an ace in the hole. Mine's Harvey.
What did you do?
I took Gotham's White Knight, and I brought him down to our level. It wasn't hard. See, madness, as you know, is like gravity. All it takes is a little push.
Still of the night. pointing every finger at me, waiting like a stalking butler, who upon the finger rests. Murder now, the battle must we, just because the sun has come. Jesus wants to fucking wrestle. Center in you, I will chew it up and leave. Trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. Why can't we? We'll be right back.
living together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need.
Stop! Jack. From your expression, I assume you couldn't possibly understand my presence here. I'm sorry to disillusion you, Jack. As one grows old, as death approaches, we begin to question our faith. And I found mine lacking. Is there a God? Is there a heaven? I can no longer answer this for certain. I've witnessed no miracles, had no visions, and the prospect of death terrifies me. I realized I have only one alternative, and I made a bargain with the devil, if you wish.
You are truly a pile of dog shit, Cardinal.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct, Jack. And I can live with that. After I've given Valak what he wants, he will fulfill our bargain. And I will be transformed into one of his new children. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, she's fashionably late. She's fashionably late. She'll never wreck a scene. She'll never break a day. But she's no drag. Just watch the way she walks. She's a 20th century fox. She's a 20th century fox. No tears, no fears, no ruin years, no clocks. She's a 20th century fox. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's the lady who waits. Sense her mind, let's go on. It never hesitates. She won't waste time.